Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today's episode is one I'm really excited for. It's a question I've gotten a lot over the last 10 years. Ever since I first started talking about business and started telling people they need to create products and sell them online and how much fun it is and how, and they always ask me, like, what should I do? Should I find a, you know, how do I find a market? And I said, you know, find something you're passionate about and talk about that. And what always was strange to me is so many people ask me, like, well, Russell, how do I find my passion? I'm like, what? Like, for me, like that concept never made any sense. And so that's why I want to dive into that a little bit more in this episode, because I think I may have found an answer. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, everybody. I got a little excited intro and started just jumping into it. I thought, I got to stop. We need the theme song, or what's the point of a podcast, right? So I'm back, and I want to talk about how to develop your passion. This is something that so many people ask about. Some people don't, like, they want to get into business, and then they naturally want to know, like, what business they should be in. I say, do what you're passionate about. Like, what fires you up? What gets you excited? Like, when I first started learning this business, I was wrestling at the time. I wanted to build a wrestling company, teaching wrestling and showing wrestling stuff and selling wrestling shoes and singlets, because that's what I was passionate about, right? As I started getting into marketing and business, I became passionate about this. I started, like, geeking out, and all I could think about was the marketing of things and the selling of things. And so that became my business. And I think for most of you guys, if you really want to have a business that's worthwhile, that you're going to love, not just in the short term, but in the long term, is the one that you're going to be the most passionate about. So the question I get, though, is like, well, I'm not passionate about anything, Russell. Or like, how do I find what I'm passionate about? Like, what's the process? And for me, I think I was born with just like this weird thing where I'm excited about everything all the time. And so it's like a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because I already know, like, if ClickFunnels wasn't here, what would be next business? I know exactly what I'd do next and exactly what I'd do next. I have, like, an order of the things I'm excited about. It's like, I know for myself, like, very easily exactly what I would do and know what I'd do it. And so because of that question was always hard for me. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't compute in my brain. A couple of days ago, I saw an Instagram post by Tom Bilibeau, who is the founder of Quest Bar, Quest Nutrition, which was recently valued at over $1 billion. He sold a whole bunch of it. And anyway, super cool dude. I had a chance to hang out with him earlier this year, and just a ton of respect for him. I've been following him, and he's got a podcast called Impact Theory, which is amazing. And he's probably, like, the most quotable guy in the world. Our friend Natalie Hodson, if you guys have been following Natalie at all, her whole house is, like, covered in Tom Bilibeau quotes. She writes them all out. Like, everything he says is, like, just amazing. So, anyway, with that said, he posted something on Instagram, and I was like, oh, yes, this is it. And I took a snapshot of it, and right now I'm looking at the snapshot because it was, like, an actual blueprint for how to find a passion that I think is what so many people are missing. So if you are in that spot where you're just like, I just am not passionate, or I don't know what I'm passionate, or like, what do I do? This Instagram post from Tom is amazing. So I'm going to read it, and we're going to talk about it. And so I appreciate Tom helping us out with the content for today. So his post said, how to develop passion. And it goes through five things. Number one, go experiment with a ton of stuff. Okay. Now, if you don't know what you're passionate about, like, that's probably because you're not trying enough things. Like, go and do a bunch of things. Like, just go randomly try tons of stuff, right? Try bowling, try basketball, try running, try playing games, try reading books, try reading more books, try listening to podcasts, try, like, just experiment with a ton of stuff so you find stuff that, like, starts piquing your interest. That's number one. Go experiment with a ton of stuff. Number two, identify things that spark your interest. Okay, so as you're going through this thing where you're just trying a whole bunch of stuff, what are the things that pique your interest? What is it like, oh, that was cool, I want to learn more about that? What do you get deeper into? Like, what are the things, like, when you're scrolling the Instagram stop you and you're like, oh, I want to learn more about that, and you start searching and start geeking out on it, right? So number one, go experiment with a ton of stuff. Number two, identify the things that spark your interest. And number three is engage deeply with those things. So the things that spark your interest, now it's time not just to get surface level, but go deep into it, okay? So when you go deep into something, it's when you start going and, like, okay, what are the other books, the other podcasts, the other things, the other places I can go and study and learn this more? Who are the mentors? Who are the people? Like, the more you go, the deeper you go, typically what's going to happen, one or two things, you start going deep, either you lose interest or you go deep and it starts getting more and more exciting, right? I know with me in college, when I decided I wanted to sell software online, I thought I'm going to do that. So it sparked an interest in me, right? So I shifted my major to computer information systems and I started studying it. I started going to class, and the first day I was like, this is amazing. And I started getting deeper into it. And like 4 days in, I was like, I don't know what they're talking about anymore. Okay. So I started going deep, and it didn't keep resonating. It's like, I can't build software. Like it didn't engage with me, but I didn't know that until I started trying to go deep. Right. So some people just never go deep. So you have to start going deep and start engaging with those things to find out which ones like really stick and which ones are going to have a huge impact with you, right? So start geeking out, okay? Now, in our world today, it's so easy. Like, literally, go and buy all the books, listen to all the podcasts, like, as much as you can on those topics. I remember when I first learned about NLP, neuro-linguistics programming, when I first heard that concept, I was like, oh, this is cool. I started dabbling. I started geeking out. And then I literally went on a binge. I went on Amazon, bought every book that had the word NLP in the title or description. I went to iTunes and I searched for every podcast about NLP. I started YouTubing it. And within like a week and a half, I had everything ever created on NLP in my office or on my desk or in my computer. And I was listening to it, studying it, mastering it. And within a very short period of time, it became something that like I would actually love to go and create courses on NLP and how they relate back to sales and sales funnels. Maybe I will someday, but I got deeply passionate and I went deep, okay? So number three is engage deeply with those things. Number four, as you engage, if it goes from interest to true fascination, go down the path of gaining mastery. Okay, that's what I'm talking about right now. As you're engaging, as you're going deeper, you're looking for what things are going to shift into a true fascination. And then after you have that, then it moves you to step number five, which he wrote, fascination plus mastery equals passion. Ooh, fascination plus mastery equals passion. So you're fascinated by something, and then you start geeking out and going deep on it until you become a master of it, and that is your passion. Okay? So if any of us think passion is just going to bubble to the top and just like, oh, I'm passionate about this thing, it doesn't typically work that way. Okay? Think about your kids. When your kids are young, they do a whole bunch of things, right? My kids are trying a whole bunch of different sports and activities and schooling and new friends, and they're just like experimenting with tons of stuff, right? Then number two, they identify the things that spark their interest, right? Number three, they deeply engage with those things. They go deeper, they start figuring it out. Number four, as they engage, if it goes from interest to true fascination, then they go down the path of gaining mastery. And number five, fascination plus mastery equals passion. Oh, so good. Tom, you are the man. Thank you for sharing that with us today. I hope that helps any of you guys who are trying to figure it out. Now you've got a path and a framework, and it's not difficult. It's pretty simple, right? So I'm going to read this one more time just so you guys have it for those who are taking notes or those who are in the car who just need repetition, okay? Because it's one of those things that if you're struggling with it, like I don't want you to miss it, okay? So number one, go experiment with a ton of stuff. Number two, identify a thing that sparks your interest. Number three, engage deeply with those things. Number four, as you engage, if it goes from interest to true fascination, go down the path of gaining mastery. And number five, fascination plus mastery equals passion. That is where you're going to find your passion. All right, I got one more cool quote I want to share with you guys, also from Tom's Instagram today. And this one is actually today that I'm recording this. It's Martin Luther King Day, so I know it'll be a week or two past that by the time you guys have a chance to listen to it. But this is a quote from Martin Luther King, which is so good. He said, "Whatever your life's work is, do it well. A man should do his job so well that the living, the dead, and the unborn could do it no better. Oh, that is good. Oh, that's good. Okay. So that comes back to this whole fascination plus mastery. Like, master your craft, become so good at it. Like what Martin Luther King said, whatever your life's work is, do it well. A man should do his job so well that the living, the dead, and the unborn could do it no better. And so for me, I think that's what it is with funnels. What is it for you? All right, guys, appreciate you listening. Hopefully this will help you on your path to figure out your passion, because I promise you, if your business is built upon things you're passionate about, you'll have way more excitement, way more joy, way more fulfillment as you are changing the lives of the people you're serving. If something you're not passionate about, you're not going to care as much about that, about the people, about anything. So become passionate, become obsessed. I remember I was watching the Dry Bar Comedy Club interview that Andrew Warner from Mixergy did with me about 2 months ago. I was watching the replays of just kind of getting into it. And it was funny because he was talking about business. He's like, you can build anything. And then he's like, but you picked funnels. And you're so passionate about funnels and getting all these people excited. Like why funnels? Like, that's like the most boring thing in the world. And I was like, I know, but for me, it was fascinating, right? And it's funny because for the first decade of me doing this, like, I would learn about these things. I'd go to these business conferences and like half people in the audiences are sound asleep and like no one's like that excited. I'm like, God, like, are you guys not getting this? Like, this is the most amazing thing in the world. I'd be freaking out. And, you know, as I've kind of built my platform, I was like, you know, I want to make this cool. I want to make funnels and direct response marketing, these things that are geeky, nerdy subjects that typically, you know, aren't exciting. I want to make this exciting because it is exciting. And so for me, it's like, if I look at this path, you know, it was like, I engaged in it. I got true fascination, and then I mastered it myself. And then my passion is like sharing this with other people, right? That's why we built ClickFunnels. Why we have these books and the courses and the podcast and everything, because we're so passionate about it. And the passion creates excitement and desire in other people. And if I can do that right, then other people will come to us and come to me and come into our world because they see the passion. They see mastery, they see those things, and we can make them fascinated as well. And so when you are extremely passionate about something, it's way more likely that others around you will be as well. So, all right, I'm going to bounce. I got to get back to work on my slides. The 10X event is like a week and a half away. A lot of work to do. Appreciate you guys listening in. If you enjoy this podcast, please take a picture of it and share it on Instagram and Facebook. Tag me and also use the hashtag Marketing Secrets. And I would love to see that. See your comments. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you all. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.